Mormonism 101, a book by Mormonism Research Ministries, Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson, has helped many who want to understand what separates Mormonism from the Christian faith. Mormonism 101 is available at your favorite Christian bookstore or online at mrm.org. Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
So glad you could be with us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Yesterday, we began talking about a film that was released on the weekend of March 29th, 2019. It was titled Unplanned, and it dealt with the subject of Planned Parenthood, most specifically the subject of abortion, and basically the conversion experience from going to what they call pro-choice. And Eric, I really hate that term because that is a misnomer. The baby has no choice in what happens to the baby. And in many cases, the father has no choice as far as the life or death situation of this unborn child. So you got to understand, folks, that there's a lot of organizations out there that like to use words that deflect from what's really going on, and you have to be discerning to read through all this camouflage that's going on. So the word pro-choice, I hate that term. I think it's misleading. But they did talk about that in the film.
Yeah, and the idea that they would call opponents anti-abortionists,
yes,
when they are known as pro-life. I mean, how does the pro-choice person like it when we say anti-life? They wouldn't like that at all. So it's a name game, but you know, a lot of the points that are being made by those who call themselves pro-choice are using the language and again stressing the emotions of people and saying, what about the mother? It's the mother's right to choose, and why would you want to take away rights? And as Americans, we say, of course we want people to have rights, but over your own body, not somebody else's.
And I think that, again, goes into this whole camouflage. When they always say, and they brought that up in the film, well, it's a woman's right. It's her body. No, it's not. It's not her body. She's not the one that's going to be killed in that procedure. But again, yesterday, because I know you're probably wondering, well, hey, wait a minute. This is supposed to be Viewpoint on Mormonism. Why are you dealing with this subject? And it goes back to something that I was saying yesterday. As I'm watching the film, I couldn't help but think, if a Mormon was watching this film, what would they be thinking? Because if anybody should see the horrible nature of abortion, it should be a member, you would think, of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, because they hold to a position that we are all the literal offspring of God. Now, the Bible doesn't teach that, but that certainly is a doctrine of Mormonism. I certainly believe that the Bible does give value to the unborn, and certainly as Christians, we should protect the rights of the unborn, and that's one thing I think abortion does not do. It does not protect the rights of the unborn. But I couldn't help but wonder, what would a Latter-day Saint be thinking if they were watching this film? And it made me wonder, why isn't the Mormon Church more vocal about this horrible atrocity that takes place in our country on a daily basis? Nearly a million unborn babies are killed every year in the United States, not even to mention how many are aborted throughout the world. It's a horrible crime, and in my opinion, certainly a horrible sin. But where's the Mormon Church when it comes to this? You don't really hear them on the forefront. They don't talk about it a lot. It's not to say that they've never talked about it at all, but as I mentioned yesterday, Russell M. Nelson, he seems to be more concerned about what his church is called. That seems to be a big issue with him. He seems to be more concerned about whether or not they should have 3-hour services or 2-hour services. But when was the last time you heard Russell M. Nelson get on a platform in General Conference and speak out on the atrocity of abortion, which we know there are members in his church who have certainly had this procedure done to them? Perhaps not as much on a percentage scale, but certainly it's not something that is not unheard of within Mormon circles. Why is that? That's what was running through my head. And I know that there are a lot of very strong pro-life Latter-day Saints in Utah. I know that for a fact. I wonder what they think about their church not being as vocal as it possibly could be about this. Can you imagine the clout if the Mormon church was to make this a point of contention, if you will, and spoke out about this?
I guess the point is, when does that fetus become a human being? And according to the pro-life position, it's at conception. And that's when it has its own unique DNA. But in Mormonism, we have the idea, as you mentioned before, that all of us are spirit children. And if you believe that at conception, a fetus is a human being, and that then has a soul, then that is a spirit child of God that is being destroyed. You would think there would be outrage over this very act of taking something that God has created, and the fetus didn't do anything wrong. In fact, obviously did something right, because that fetus must have chosen Jesus in the pre-existence to be able to even come to this earth, to be able to receive a body.
Now, folks, did you just catch what Eric said? Because the fact that we are here right now as human beings, according to Mormonism, means that we made correct choices in the spirit world before we came here. But you brought up, when does life begin? That's a controversy in Mormonism, which boggles my mind, because you wouldn't think it should be, based on what Mormonism teaches regarding the pre-existence and the fact that we are all spirit offspring of God the Father and a heavenly wife. But in Mormonism, you have certainly a mixed message among its own prophets as to when life begins. You had some prophets that said that it begins at conception. Here's what's ironic about all this. In Mormonism, abortion is not murder. Now think about that for a minute. What is it then? Mormon leaders have said it's a horrible sin, but they won't go so far as to say it's murder. Well, why not? Because murder is an unforgivable sin in Mormonism. It's in the Doctrine and Covenants.
To support what you're saying, let's just go straight to the Handbook 1, Stake Presidents and Bishops from 2010. This is a handbook that is meant for the stake presidents and the bishops, the local leaders of the church. And this is page 57. It says this, as used here, murder refers to the deliberate and unjustified taking of human life. It requires excommunication. It does not include police or military action in the line of duty. Abortion is not defined as murder for this purpose.
Not only is that found in this handbook, which you would have to say is an official handbook, it's published by the church, and it is given specifically to the local leadership within the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. But if you look back in the Encyclopedia of Mormonism, and that came out in the 1990s. In Volume 2, it reads, with respect to related offenses, the church distinguishes abortion from murder, but holds it an extremely grave action, not to be done except in extremely limited circumstances that might include incest or rape, perils to the life or health of the mother, or severe birth defects. As far as has currently been revealed, a person may repent and be forgiven for the sin of abortion. My question is, wait a minute, if it's not murder, what is it? And why would it be considered a sin? You see, this is where I see a huge inconsistency when it comes to the Mormon position on this topic. Why would it be a sin? What are you doing? It sounds like the Mormon church is kind of going along with what I would say is a horribly flawed definition that the unborn is just a piece of tissue. It's not a person. It's not a human. It seems like the Mormon church is kind of silently going along with that, or at least hoping that that is true. But we know from science that that is not true, that we are, in fact, talking about a person who has human DNA. Human DNA, folks. What do you do with that? Does not this unborn child who has human DNA have a right? What is going on with our thinking here? And why is the Mormon church holding to a position that distinguishes this from murder? Well, when you look at the Guide to the Scriptures, which is published by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. You can still find this on LDS.org. And you look under the topic of murder, it says, the deliberate and unjustified taking of human life. Murder is a sin condemned from earliest times. Not only is the reference Genesis chapter 4, 1 through 12, but also Moses, which is in the Pearl of Great Price, chapter 5, verses 18 through 41. And if you go through this list, it talks about whoever sheds a man's blood shall have his blood shed by man, Genesis 9, 6. And then it also cites the Joseph Smith translation, Genesis 9, 12 through 13, Exodus 21, 12, Alma from the Book of Mormon, Alma 34, 12. But I want to go down the list because we don't have time to go through every single one of them. It says, and here it is, Doctrine and Covenants 42:18, he that kills shall not have forgiveness. There's your key, folks. This is why the Mormon Church will not equate murder with the crime of abortion. And I say crime in the eyes of God. I don't care what the Supreme Court says. But they will not equate murder with abortion, because if you do, according to Doctrine and Covenants section 42:18, if you kill, you will not be forgiven. Can you imagine what that would mean, what the repercussions would be upon all those women in the Mormon church that have unfortunately had to have gone through such a horrible procedure? Now they would be considered condemned according to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
According to the church manual, True to the Faith, according to the LDS Church, when pregnancy is the result of incest or rape, when the life or health of the mother is judged by competent medical authority to be in serious jeopardy, or when the fetus is known by competent medical authority to have severe defects that will not allow the baby to survive beyond birth, those are circumstances the Church has said would be allowed for abortion. What's your opinion on that?
Those are certainly tough circumstances. And I don't want anybody to think that I treat that lightly, but usually that is what they'll do. They'll just completely forget that we understand these to be tough circumstances. But let me ask you something. When it comes to the subject of incest or rape, since when do we execute people in the United States for the sins of a third party? Where do we do that? We don't do that in our code of law here in the United States. And that's how I have to look at this. That child had nothing to do with how the child was conceived. And even though it was conceived by way of a sin and or crime, why should we automatically assume that that means that the result of that sin and crime should be executed? And that's how I look at it. It's an execution. And unfortunately, I think it's an unconstitutional execution, because the Constitution makes it very clear that you cannot execute anyone in the United States without due process, which means a court trial. And yet that's exactly what we're doing with nearly 1 million unborn children every single year. They are being executed without due process. And that seems to be overlooked by a lot of people who are in the pro-abortion camp. They don't care. We should care. And I think we should stand up and have a voice against this horrible atrocity that's taken place in our country.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism.